first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Brian Hansen, a software engineer, uses his creative mind to solve a mystery. This piece is read by Sammy Korn.
My car was stolen. At 8 a.m. Monday morning, I looked out onto the street and saw that my car was gone. While I was on hold with police dispatch, I remembered that I use Metromile as my insurance carrier. They charge you by the mile using a device that tracks how many miles you've driven. As a side effect, you can call up maps showing the position and movements of your car. The game was afoot. My car was stolen at 3:46 a.m. and driven to a neighborhood just across the state line. I was able to provide the approximate position of it within 50 feet. Police cruised the area but didn't see it. I think it was tucked away in a garage or behind a tall fence. Hours later, checking my computer, I saw it on the move, with a new position every 5 minutes. The dispatcher stayed on the line and seemed as happy as I was that the adventure had taken this turn, tracking the thief in near real time. When it stopped at Walmart, the dispatcher called in patrol cars, but when the thief saw them, he took off on the freeway again, driving across the state line. Finally, he stopped at a motel parking lot around midnight. Clued in, the police were able to arrest him at the car. In under 24 hours, I retrieved my car, damaged but intact. Everyone involved seemed to enjoy themselves, the patrolmen, the dispatchers, and of course, myself. Everyone, that is, except for the unwitting thief. He stole my battery charger and broke my ignition, but on the upside, he left some pretty great break-in tools in my glove box, and now I can start my car with just a screwdriver.
Brian Hansen and his car live in Oregon. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.